Are you a business owner looking for real advice and input? You're in the right place. From concept to launch to growth, funding, and beyond. Welcome to Startup Hustle with your hosts. One once sold a business for $150 million. The other, the author of Million Dollar Bedroom. Here are your hosts of Startup Hustle, Matt DeCourcy and Matt Watson.
And we're back. Another episode of Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here with Matt Watson. Hi, Matt.
What's going on, man? I'm thinking about setting some new goals for our podcast.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think we should probably talk about that, but let's not just set goals. Let's make them happen.
Well, the first goal is just for it to not suck. The second goal is to have more than four listeners.
Fail.
Including a guy who usually listens in the shower for some reason, which is really weird.
Failure. And then
can we also make some kind of money from this?
No.
I mean, is this like episode 103 or something?
I don't know where it is, man. It's something up there. And you know, here's the thing, man. You get paid from knowing.
I get hugs and kisses or something?
Knowing that you're helping the entrepreneur community and that you're shining a spotlight on those of us in Kansas City.
I don't even get paid in hugs and kisses.
If you're listening to this, make sure to tune in and join us on the Startup Hustle chat on Facebook, where I will give Matt a hug. Actually, by the time anyone hears this, we will have already posted the video of your dance lesson.
Whoop, whoop, whoop,
yeah.
Whoop.
See, that's what your true reward is and the
My
things
dance
that
lessons.
You learn. You know, well, actually, we talk about some goals, and that's the topic of this episode is setting goals and making them happen. You know, we did just kind of race past episode 100. We actually recently set some goals for publishing the podcast, and we've actually done a better job of doing it. So, you know, we realized that we used to do this a lot, and then we didn't do it, and then we did do it, and then we sometimes did it, and now we're doing it regularly. And that's actually a good example of trying to just kind of meet your own mark. Setting goals is a very popular topic, and I believe it's really important. There's a lot of numbers and statistics out there that literally say, so Matt, do you write down your goals at all?
For my personal or for work?
Any.
I mean, we have work goals as far as like,
I think that was really a yes or a no.
For some basic stuff for work, yes. For personal, I don't really have personal goals, no.
You don't have personal goals at all?
No, not really.
Okay. I do. I probably should have brought some in. And I did actually for example, right at the first of the year, you've seen the black notebook that I take notes in sometimes effectively, sometimes not. But I wrote down a bunch of goals. I did personal, professional, and physical. You know, since some of them were longer, like the professional goals were like pages.
I do have one goal. I want to lose 10 pounds.
There you go. And that's a good example. Now, but there are statistics that prove that the act of when you write down your goals, apparently your level of success when it comes to achieving them is much higher. And it's really interesting. So, but anyway, you know, why do you think having goals is important?
Well, if I think for what you said, it gives you a little more motivation, and you're more likely to do it. You're more aware of what you're trying to accomplish. You know, it kind of gives you a guiding light to aim for. So I like, as you said, anybody who has goals is more likely to actually do some shit, whatever the stuff is.
Yeah. And that reinforcement of what you're shooting for. So do you know what the theory is as to why writing them down creates a level of effectiveness opposed to not?
I just admitting that you actually have goals.
Well,
is that the first step?
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of people in my family that don't have any goals.
Well, there's some, and on some level, yes, that is correct. So the theory is that, and you know, I've said this before, something magical happens between your head and your hand, but apparently the psychology behind it is actually writing it down makes it real. It's like it exists or something like, you know, and
I usually just write down all the things I need to do that I will never get done.
Right. Right. Well, so we're talking about goals right now, like more on a personal level, but in your business and your startup and whatever, this is also really good for a team because you got to know what you're shooting for, right?
Yeah. So we at Stackify, we definitely have company goals. We have revenue like forecast, and like, you know, last year we grew revenue 80%. So this year our goal is to grow 80 to 100%.
Sure.
And we have, you know, kind of mapped out month by month. We have a hiring plan.
Do you guys time
our sales
that?
Team? Like, yeah. And our sales team okay. has goals month by month, what we're trying to do. We're going to hire another salesperson in 4 months, da, 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 da. We have all those things mapped out. We also use OKRs. So OKRs.
It's an OKR.
I don't even remember. I just know the acronym.
Acronym failure.
I know. Acronym failure. But
I can't wait for the next acronym episode, by the way. We've got so many to add.
Each of our directors have OKRs for their team, which could be like one of them was like X percentage of people who install our software buy. We're trying to get that percentage from 1% to a little higher percentage.
Sure. Right?
That's one of the OKRs for the quarter.
So when you guys quarterly goals. When you guys review those, do you clearly state and define we're ahead of pace, we're behind pace?
Yeah. So
and
every
when you're behind, do you talk about what you need to do to get back up?
So we have weekly management meetings. And so we track all of our OKRs and all that stuff in a program called 15-5.
Yeah,
which is a really cool program for like one-on-ones with your employees and their own personal goals. But then we have team goals, company goals, and it creates some cool little dashboards. But and some of them can be like, oh, we need to ship support for .NET Core or whatever, like whatever project is. And the goal can be like, yes or no, you did it or you didn't. But then some of them were like percentage, like, oh, we're 50% along the way, or they can be more just a numeric like revenue or something. So it supports all those different things. And yeah, we definitely use them. And usually every week we don't go through all of them, but we basically say, hey, is everybody, how's everybody doing on their OKRs? Or, you know, are there ones that we're really lagging on that, you know, we need to put some more effort in? Do we need to talk about any of them? Blah, 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 that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So yeah, each of our directors sets their own goals per their department, per their teams.
Well, that's good. That's probably why you guys are winning.
Well, we're trying.
And you wrote them down. You're putting the theory out.
We're trying.
Yeah. So we have a whole bunch of notes here about how do you start? How do you decide what a goal is? And, you know, I have some of my own style of, you know, achievement, measurement, and some tips that I might pepper in here. But, you know, first off, you got to decide, you know, like, you know, think of something you want to do, or maybe something you don't want to do anymore. And
I like that one.
Yeah. 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 Sometimes quitting stuff is like, and we'll talk about that in a second, but it's key. You know, and here's the thing, it doesn't really matter what that goal is. It just needs to be something like you want to do. I think too many people get centric around like, I mean, a goal could be like, hey, I want to learn how to speak French. Oui? What does that even mean in French? Yes? Is that a yes?
I don't know.
I think it means oui.
We're not talking about your oui-oui.
I'm not, my goal is to never again hear my wee-wee mentioned on this. So, but you know, it also goals don't have to necessarily be centric around you. They can also be centric around other people. Like one of my goals this year when it came, so like I said, I kind of take my own, I look at the three P's, personal, professional, and physical. I believe they're all tied together. And from one of my personal goals was to make sure that I always spent time with my kids, like, and I've been good at that. And then on some days it's still tough. And I try to remind myself, like, for example, like between, I get home around 5 o'clock, my kids go to bed around 8, you know, like that's the sweet spot for me to really do stuff.
Yeah.
And then sometimes too, like this morning, even though I was on time to the recording of the podcast, I technically might not have been on time to work because I didn't get here until like 10:20. But my kids were home. It was Thursday. It's not the day that my daughter goes to school, and they were both there. So I hung out with them a little bit. And, you know, that still satisfies that goal. So you got to decide what you're wanting to do. But let's talk for a second about the things you don't do, you know, or things you shouldn't do. And a lot of those can have a big effect. Like, I mean,
my goal is to delegate and not do things.
I've noticed.
Does that count as a goal?
Yeah, but you delegating me to host the podcast by myself, not effective.
Ugh.
I know. You're like, well, why don't you go do it?
You told me to write down my goals.
I know. But and that's another thing too, is goals need to be within a reasonable context of achievement. You know, like
So going to the moon is not a good goal.
I don't know anymore these days. It might be.
What about getting a Lambo?
That's within reason.
Okay.
Sure. But maybe making $1 trillion this year is not.
$4 comma club, baby. Here we go.
Yeah, I know. Sandy really ruined that for us, didn't he? But, you know, goals can be as much about what you want to do and also about what you don't want to do. I think common goals related to people like, I want to quit smoking. I want to do this. I don't want to do that. And, you know, all those can actually have a dramatic effect on the things you want to do. Because, for example, if you say, oh, I don't want to drink so much.
Yeah.
Well, if you get drunk all the time, you're probably not going to have the energy, motivation, and all that other stuff.
Goals are a nice feedback loop for your personal self or for your business, where it's like you set a goal, you achieve it, you feel great about yourself or your team feels great, and you set the next goal. And it seems like in sales, the goals always move. Like everybody busts their ass and they meet some goal. And then the next thing you do, management says, okay, we're going to increase that by 50%. Good luck. Do it next quarter.
It can't be like if your goals aren't reasonable and they're not attainable, then people just begin to not take them seriously. You know, that'd be like, I mean, would I love to make $1 trillion? Sure. But I mean, the things that need, okay. So I would have to open 1,000 unicorn companies this year and exit them. It's just not really a realistic possibility. Maybe half that. But you know, my point is like, if you come into the goal just immediately believing that it's not going to happen, forget about it. It's not a realistic goal.
So where do you start with these goals?
As far as like what's the first step in figuring out what they are?
Yeah.
Write them down.
How do we come up with them?
Just write a whole bunch of shit down. Like a bunch of it, like don't even like anything that is a goal that you might want to accomplish in your personal, professional, or physical life. Be a better husband, be a better father, you know, don't work so much, work more, don't spend money on this, save $100 a week, you know, blah, 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 go to the gym, take a walk, you know, so many different things can be relevant.
So the key is decide that you want to have goals, start writing them down, right? And then ultimately what you're going to have to do is rank them.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have 20 goals.
Well, you can.
You can.
But
you've got to decide, okay, these are the three I'm really going to focus on.
Yeah. And, you know, so here's the – so you talk about that and people – you know, one of the things – anything you're saying as to why you can't achieve a goal is you just trying to make an excuse for why it's not going to happen.
I mean, so if you look at Stackify as an example, we have one company goal, increase revenue. Right.
Yeah.
Everything else is in support of that. So we have these other goals.
Okay.
Like reducing customer churn, increasing the average customer spend, increasing conversion rate, launching these new product features, setting more appointments, getting more demos, getting more leads. We have all of these goals, but they all are in service of one bigger goal.
So that's another method of setting goals. You can, okay. So, you know, this, you know, you got to eat the elephant one bite at a time.
With a lot of lions.
So or start with the tail. And so you look at like, you start look at the goal. You say, well, we want, okay, I know we need to increase our revenue. And now you can work backwards. You put that at the top. Mm-hmm. You're talking about writing it down. You put that at the top of the page. And then below it, you write down all the possible things that could even come close to helping you get there.
Examples I gave. So, for example, I was talking to Craig a couple of days ago. And we were talking about, let's see, we're talking about doing a price increase. So that was like one of the levers we could pull. We had some revenue. We're not billing the right way. Mm-hmm. That's another lever we can pull. Talking about increasing our sales team. We have, we hired like three more salespeople. And then there was something else we were doing. I don't remember what it was, but I was talking to Craig. I'm like, we have like three really big levers here. Like all three of these, if we do a really good job at all three of these,
boom,
really amplify it. But like all the examples I gave earlier about reducing churn, conversion rate, all these things, they're all little things. Like if I can move every one of those a little bit,
and there's
they
usually
all add up.
And there's usually not a silver bullet solution. So, all right. In Balance Me, I talk about this specifically because a common excuse is I don't have time.
Yeah.
I don't have bandwidth. We don't have the people.
Right.
And that's where you get back into this whole bit of, okay, you now have to figure out what you need to not do. So when I look at it across all three P's, you've got high value activities and you have low value activities. Right? Certain things, a high value activity is something that moves you towards your goal or help support things that are getting the shit you want in and out of life. Low value activities are things like playing video games, getting drunk. Now, I'm not saying you need to always, you know, I'm not suggesting prohibition, but you look at the things that are consistently on your calendar. And do you know that I actually have an app in the App Store that you can download for free that will help you track this?
Yeah.
And I mean, I literally built this thing at my own expense to give away to the world, because what it does is you rank your own activities and you give it a score. And if it's an 8, 9, or a 10, it's green. If it's in the middle, it's a yellow. And if it's a low value activity, it's a red. And it's intended to help you determine where you habitually are engaging in low value activities. And now what you do is you now engage in replacement. So you're saying, I see these spots. All right. So I could go play video games for 30 minutes right now, or I could learn how to speak French.
Yeah.
Or do whatever it is that you want to do. And those little bits and pieces of time, like 30 minutes a day over the course of a year, is like 180 hours. Yeah, that's a whole month of work.
We have a poster around here somewhere in the office that says, are you being busy or are you being productive?
I threw it away.
You probably did.
I might have.
A friend of mine, a couple times now, I've been around them, and they kind of gloat about how busy their schedule is. And they show me their schedule, like on their phone, and every single hour of every single day is filled with something, and I sort of want to puke.
Yeah.
Because it's just like you're just trying to keep yourself busy. But in some sense, they were blocking off time. They're like, I'm going to work on social media for this amount of time. Like, they don't have a meeting with anybody else, but they're blocking off time so they can accomplish a goal. So for them, it was actually a way for them to accomplish a goal, was by blocking off time to force the fact that it would happen.
Right.
But it really kind of made me sick to look at their calendar. I'm like, geez.
And you know, we talked about the elephant and the lions and doing all this thing. You look, anything occurs one step at a time.
Yeah.
And you
really don't know what the like fifth or sixth, 10th, 20th step is going to be.
But so we talked about reverse engineering a top level goal, right? And you have all these levers or check boxes or anything. Look, when you're looking at all of them and none of those check boxes are full, I think it's fair to say that just about anything you can put a check box in is a good place to start, right?
Yeah.
Like, just do something. Like, I
just got to make some progress, get some momentum, learn, figure out what the next step is.
Right.
And as an entrepreneur, that's really all you can do is, okay, what is step one? I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to talk to some customers. I'm going to get some feedback. I'm going to figure out what step two is. You have no idea what the hell step five is.
Right.
You know, it's one step at a time.
You technically can't get there without completing the first four. I mean, that's theoretically.
And when you get to step five, there will be a step six.
And seven.
And eight. Just keeps going.
And then when you get to the top level goal, you should feel so good about it that you want to make more goals. And let's talk about that for a second. It's okay to, okay, I have trained myself mentally in this weird way to actually feel a sense of satisfaction and joy when I cross something off my to-do list. I just tell myself every time, I'm like,
it's that feedback loop.
I'm like, oh, that feels good. And you know what? If you believe in that case, if you believe the lie, it just might come true. But I'm okay with that.
But people also fall into that trap of they spend all their time doing these little tasks that they feel good because they get these little things done, but they never get the big hard things done.
Yeah. And now that's also where why it's important. You talk about that sense of priority.
Yeah.
So in your business, the things that have the highest priority should be revolved around gaining or retaining business,
right?
The people that are there at your business, or things that could, or eliminating things that could threaten it, right?
Yep.
So it's easy. And, you know, this is something that is defined, you know, what you choose to do is one thing, but what you choose not to do is defined as your opportunity cost. And I think it's a very valuable thing, and not only in work, but in life. Like, if I choose to stay late and work tonight, my opportunity cost is one less hour in that sweet spot where I know my kids are around. Is there a right answer or is there a wrong answer? It's really up to you to decide. because there's no like fiscal tie-in to that. Well, there could be in that case, but it's really hard to gauge like what's the comparable value compared to your own personal time. But, you know, you got to start to look at what you're doing and how you're doing it and saying, is what I'm doing right now the best use of my time? We have this conversation a lot.
Yeah, it's like, are you being busy or productive?
Yeah. Like this is actually a pretty good use of my time right now because this is, we're sharpening our own tools.
I'm sharpening my saw.
I know. It's already razor sharp too. It's like things like a freaking scalpel.
Gonna spin it faster.
So, you know, really on our list here, we just discussed what we had denoted as break your goal down and make it into little bite-sized pieces. And, you know, like, you know, some other things too, because I'm such a big believer in the whole replacement of low value, like your commute.
Yeah.
Like if you're listening to if you listen to the Startup Hustle podcast on your commute to and from work, I would commend you because we're here trying to bring people in that are going to tell you about what they know, or maybe we're trying to do the same. That's way better than just listening to music, although sometimes that does serve its purpose as well. But your commute is a great opportunity. I try to call people if I have certain calls. Mm-hmm. I need to make or want to make. If I feel like I can push those off until my drive home, I do that. And I actually know a couple other people, like Daryl and I do that a lot. It's not uncommon when I actually come to work on time.
Who's Daryl? Is that your boyfriend?
Yes. Maybe. I did propose to him once and then gave the ring to my wife a little later.
I don't judge.
That
it's cool.
Day. I know.
Whatever your goals are, I'm in support of them.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. So, you know, as we kind of get back to goals here, you know, talking about planning your first step, and we have a note here, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. I mean, Nike says it, just do it.
Yeah.
Like you got to get up and actually go. A lot of goal attainment is habit readjustment. It's changing the things. Like, do you have bad work habits that you catch yourself on?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, just whatever they are,
yep.
You know, and
you have to be aware of them first.
Well, that's tough sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's also tough sometimes too when you're the boss, because like the people always don't make you aware of them.
Well, and sometimes you become very reactionary. You sit around and you're waiting for some fire to come up.
What are you talking about? Wait, like that?
And it's like one of my employees is going to come to me today with some problem. I don't even know what's going to be yet, but and then I'm going to work on that thing. I'm not getting any real work done because I'm just kind of waiting for some other problem to come around.
That's when I talk about death by 1,000 tiny cuts on some days. But, you know, another thing too is like, all right, so example, like we had scheduled the podcast to start recording at 3:00 today. And I looked at the clock on my laptop and it said 2:52. And I thought, what can I get done in 8 minutes? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy in that spot to just chill out or not do anything, because you're telling yourself, you're going, oh, I've got the podcast in 8 minutes. I'm going to coast until then.
Like you were sending selfies to Daryl.
Yeah. And you.
For 8 minutes.
Check your phone.
Okay.
I was actually sending.
Working on your Finsta?
I was sending you pictures of Donnie Wahlberg with his shirt off from Ooh. The New Kids on the Block concert the other night. Yeah. I've got hundreds. Hundreds.
So we talked about a good example of goals is always like weight loss, like, right? Like people want to lose 40 pounds and they freak out. They're like, I don't know how to lose 40 pounds. It's like,
start with
lose
three.
One.
Yeah. Or three or five. Yeah.
And then keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yep.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. You just got to start somewhere. And like we talked about earlier, like the only way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time or find a really small elephant.
Ooh, that's another one. I like that.
Yeah. So you just got to keep going. And then once you get there, you just got to celebrate those goals and set the next goal.
I think that's important. And, you know, we mentioned that earlier too, is like, it's okay to pat yourself on the back. Now, if your goal is to lose 5 pounds, don't celebrate by going out to the Cheesecake Factory and taking the whole cake down. You know, like you don't get to like lose 5, then gain 2, and then lose 2.
That's usually the way diets work.
Partying.
That's the way diets work.
Yeah.
I don't think you figured this out yet.
You know, so I think a lot of common, you know, what some of the most common goals I hear people talk about, I want to make more money, is big. It usually they're weight loss and fitness.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's hard. That's hard. You know, like, and for those that want to do that, like it can be as simple, you know, you talk about literally planning that first step. like go out and walk around your neighborhood. Just walk around the block. Just walk around the block, man. Just take a walk.
Let's go.
Take a walk. Right now?
Yeah, let's go for a walk.
Take a walk right now? Right now?
Maybe. Let's wrap this up and go for a walk.
Hang on. That is the best.
That's the most exercise you've gotten in a long time.
Not true. Not true. Actually, I have been quite diligent about it. Now, what I haven't been diligent about lately is the diet that I was on.
Are you talking about how you sit around and watch your wife practice and work out for half marathons?
Maybe. God, how about that? But, you know, that's
that was a pretty incredible goal there.
Dude,
incredible
goal. 2 hours?
2 hours.
Yeah. I mean, but that took a lot of work and it took a lot of prep. And then, you know what? This is a good topic. This is a good point.
Congrats, Jill, by the way.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm so proud of her for
doing that. Big accomplishment.
I don't know. She didn't even train that long for it. I don't know how she did it. But
I can't believe you were there right with her. Running. Training that whole time.
Oh yeah. 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 Like in the golf cart with the little megaphone, like, come on, run faster. So, but this brings up a good point. So one thing you don't know is, you know, she got really sick like 10 days before the race.
Yeah.
You know, she had the flu or something. It was like 10 to 14 days. And she was literally in bed for a couple days.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Those are moments where you can fuck it all up.
Right.
Cause especially like,
she could have quit.
And it would have been hard because especially when you're sick and you're talking about doing something endurance related or whatever. And then by the way, the one thing that you probably didn't even know about that race, do you know that it was in like really, really cold ass rain?
No.
It was like 48 degrees and raining the whole time. Like
like the cold, but not the rain.
She called me after the race and I said, how do you feel? She says, I'm freezing.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I didn't even think about that. And you know, you think it's hard to imagine that you could be cold while running 13 miles and some, cause I would probably, well.
The 48 degrees was probably perfect. It was the rain.
Could you run a mile right now without stopping?
I could do it.
Could you?
Yeah. Are we gonna tape this?
No.
Okay.
No. That we don't have enough room on the cart and the memory of my camera to take us that far out. So, but yeah. So I think that those are pivotal moments and goals too, because you're always gonna have roadblocks. Anything that that is really worth doing is probably not easy.
No.
Easy. So when you look back at your history, what are some things that you had goals for that you won on? And did you have anything you can look back at that you failed on?
Oh, man. I don't know.
I mean, I've had a lot of different business goals. I mean, okay. So I look back at one, like I had a goal to buy a house at one point. I did that at a pretty early age. And then I kept buying houses. And then I made some money off buying houses and then I lost it all in the real estate bubble.
I'm not one of those people that's extremely goal oriented that sits around and makes his own personal goals. So
I'm like in the middle. I mean, I definitely have goals, but I find myself being guilty of kind of stepping away from them. You know, another thing too is consistently reviewing them. Like you were talking about, why are we so different with the things that we're willing to do diligently and insist upon in our business, but yet we aren't. So personally,
yeah, well,
like you just laid out a really detailed plan for the goals of your business, the review of them, the tracking of their success. Oh,
that's
a lot.
That's my team, not me.
It is
the team. Yeah,
okay, so you can't take any credit for that.
Not really. No,
you're just a passenger.
Yep.
Okay.
I told them figure out how we're gonna get this shit done.
Do you want me to make your goals personally?
Sure.
It might not hurt. Would you actually try for
them? I did have one goal, and it was learning to speak Cebuano.
How's that going?
It's going pretty good. I haven't learned much in the last couple months.
You actually
keep working on that.
Okay, for those that have been diligent enough listeners, I forfeited the speaking bee from when we were in Cebu and we were trying to learn how to speak. Were we learning Cebuano or were we learning Tagalog?
It was Cebuano.
Okay.
It was Bisaya. Yeah.
That tells you how much I know because it was a total failure. I came out. I have not learned a single word since. But do you know why I quit?
Because everybody speaks English.
I spent enough time in Cebu and I was like, wow, everybody speaks English here. So, well, let's do this. Let's set a goal. What's a goal that you have? You say you want to lose 10 pounds?
I want to run a 5K. Okay. I know it doesn't sound like much of an accomplishment, but I was talking to Camille.
Yeah.
Who works for us.
Who does triathlons.
And she does 5Ks like they're a walk in the park.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does many triathlon
it's
sprints.
3 miles.
Or whatever they're called.
It's 3 miles.
So I was talking to her and I'm like, you know what? Let's do a 5K. I've never done one. So that's my goal. I think we're going to do one in like 4 weeks.
Okay.
So
you're going to train for one and do one in 4 weeks?
4 weeks.
I can see that. You better get moving though.
Literally.
Yeah.
Moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's what, 3 miles?
3 miles.
3 miles, something, I think 3.1, something like that. Are you going to get a sticker for the back of your car that says 3.1? I was giving Jill a hard time about that. I was like, please don't be a sticker person. She's like, what do you mean? She didn't really enjoy it when I asked her why she didn't run the other half of the marathon.
Let her get a sticker that says 13.1 and then go white out the one so it says 3.1.
There you go. There you go. Well, okay. So, man, it's funny. Like, this is, we're sitting here talking about goals and, like, trying to share expertise, and we're here going, what are goals?
I want to sell my house. It's another goal.
I want to buy your house.
Okay.
There you go.
Perfect.
2 for 1. I love it. You know what? Now, dude, you got a pretty nice house. So, I'm going to get back to work.
All right. See you, man. Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Startup Hustle with Matt DeCourcy and Matt Watson. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit startuphustle.xyz. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Startup Hustle.